There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You're listening to The Business Breakfast, Dubai Eye 103.8, with a smiling Brandy Scott, Richard Dean and Malcolm Taylor. Time now to say a very good morning to a mate of the show, Mohammed Ali Yassin, the CEO of NBAD Securities. Good morning to you, Mohammed.
Good morning, with a smile here also.
All the way from Abu Dhabi. It's lovely to talk to you again.
Thank you.
We want to ask about the markets, and particularly the volumes. We saw about 2 weeks ago in Dubai, 50 million shares trading hands. Last week, 130 million, and yesterday, 324, which is much more of a normal sort of volume. But yeah, we've been wondering why into September and into October, we've been sort of, if you like, plagued by mid-summer volumes. Why haven't people been trading?
Well, I think we all also believe here that this was this movement that we see was is delayed. We were expecting this to happen towards the mid-September time. I guess better late than never. But honestly, I think we didn't see a reason why the market should not be seeing a better traded value, and especially a weakness of traded value towards the last week of September. The only explanation we have really is that there were no catalysts in order to encourage people to come into the market, whether it is in terms of positive news of companies' performances or any good news to surprise the markets. That we started to see more of in October. I think I would even, you know, say that it was like a more concentrated effort. We saw the Ministry of Economy come and talk about, he had speak about the economy and speak about the liquidity in the markets. Then we saw, of course, the news of the oil, Brent in particular, being up for the past 4 weeks has also given us a good support for higher revenues for the country, and probably which meant higher deposits in the banks by the government. And we saw that in the central bank reporting the numbers for last month. And then we followed that with a few news that we heard in the last 2 days, like the about the IPOs coming, about liquidity maybe coming. And I think what's important yesterday, I think you covered that very well, is also the IMF report and the numbers expectations for the UAE. They really said that the UAE in 2017, the growth of GDP was like 1.3 or 1.6, but what the important part is in 2018, they expect it to more than double. And that is a very good indication. Those are all macro drivers that I believe in the should ensure that we have a better movement in the market and better liquidity going forward. But that doesn't, of course, explain why September was slow.
Obviously, the UAE is not an island. And was there any element of an absence, if you like, of foreign money, no overseas money coming into the market to up those volumes?
There was some foreigners. I mean, foreigners and trading in the market, institutional foreigners in particular, are always there. It's just how big that is and whether it is net positive or negative. It was muted, actually. When markets trade in the range of 300 million dirhams per day in terms of traded value between ADX and DFM, that doesn't leave much margin for institutions to come in and do any major movement. We also, the high net worth individuals in the local market, which constitutes a big number of this market, were not active in that period. We see that now increasing. I think the results, like what we saw for Dubai Islamic Bank yesterday, will encourage institutions to be a bit more aggressive and to maybe revise their expectations upwards for some of the fair values of some of those companies. In addition to the fact that we're getting to the end of the year and now the yield story becomes an important also for the individuals, that may ensure that we have a good positive wind to keep the momentum going.
And 91 million shares changing hands on the ADX up in Abu Dhabi yesterday. How does that volume sit with you? Does that need to be much bigger as well?
Of course. I think we're happier with what we see now in the past 4 or 5 sessions. However, that's not enough for it in terms of volume to break the current levels of trading and technical levels in terms of indices. We are at an interesting tipping point. If we continue to go up in terms of the index, we probably can break into above 3650. We can continue to new numbers, to new highs for the year. While if for ADX, of course, we need also to continue to go above the 4650 in order for us to talk about higher index improvement upwards. But that, for that to happen, we need, I think, to be in the range of 700 million dirhams worth of traded value per day rather than the 300 to 400 we see these days.
You're a pretty big organization, part of the old NBAD, now FAB. Yeah. And you know, you've got sort of wealthy backers, if you like. But brokerage is, it depends on volume, the number of shares changing hands, yeah, and the amount of commissions that people are earning. On these lower levels, do you think in both Abu Dhabi and Dubai that we're likely to see a few casualties?
I think we are seeing, it's not very public, but I think on the lower side, we're about 40. We started the year as 51 brokerage companies. We're, I think, now about 49. I would say 15 are the ones which are really making a difference in the market, and the rest are just trying to stay up. They all hope that we get levels of traded value in the range of above 700 in order for them to start to recover some money. If that happens, that could give them, buy them some time going forward. But definitely the market needs needs much more volume, and not much more. Maybe the IPOs that will come will present a good opportunity to make some revenues and catch up on the on some of the revenues or the targets they had for the year.
Hey, Mohammed, it's Richard here.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Encouraged yesterday by the, you mentioned them, the numbers from Dubai Islamic Bank firing the starting gun for the third quarter earnings season with a really strong set of numbers. 26%, I think it was, increase in third quarter profit. Did that surprise you?
It was. It actually surprised everybody. All the analysts on the upside were all surprised happily. I think it's the... It's the 18, oh, for the year, they're 18% for a bank of this size in order to achieve this kind of growth at a time where we're talking about, especially with the summer month, quarter three is usually not a very strong month. That was a very strong sign. But you could still see also there, I mean, I have to remind, Dubai Islamic Bank raised its capital, they did it through a rights issue last year, around the same time last year. So they're benefiting off a higher equity than they did the year before. That's one thing that helped them. The other thing is that we saw that the corporate deposits, the corporate loans have grown, and corporate deposits, but not the retail or the consumer. And that's also probably affected their margins. They did not go up as much as they did. But overall, we think it's a very strong result and a good start for the earnings season for Q3.
Finally, 30 seconds left. The Q3 earnings going to start coming through. We'll hear from the big companies like Etisalat, MR Properties in the next few days and weeks. Mm-hmm. What's the one hot sector that you're expecting good performance from in Q3 earnings season?
I think now with what we saw with Dubai Islamic, it's the banking sector again that needs to lead and continue to do that. I think it's a lot, and it would be sideways. Airmar could be an interesting number because they would like to show some strong results coming now that their IPO could be coming for Airmar Developments. So they may surprise us on the upside. But we're very very optimistic about what's coming.
Well, Mohammed, as always, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. Mohammed Ali Yassin, CEO of NBAD Securities. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.